Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Got fog and mist out there right now, and 35 degrees. The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward with the impeachment inquiry. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says articles of impeachment will presumably be introduced this week. President Trump has called the hearings a sham. Senator Lindsey Graham responds on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
This is a joke of a process. It's dangerous to the country. It's the first impeachment scenario in the country started in-house, not with outside counsel.
Nadler says the Democrats tried to give the president a fair trial by inviting him to have his lawyers and witnesses participate, but the Trump administration has declined. Butler County authorities say three people died in a head-on crash. This happened Saturday night at Southwest 50th and Haverhill Road. Authorities say the two vehicles collided head-on and then caught fire. It is not known what caused the crash, and the victims have not been identified. A suspected fugitive is in police custody and charged with numerous crimes after ramming a squad car and leading police on a chase in South Wichita Friday night.
Just after 5 p.m., officers from the Violent Crimes Community Response Team were looking for a wanted fugitive at the Riverwalk Apartments in the 2600 block of South Topeka. Officer Charlie Davidson says the suspected fugitive was seen getting into a vehicle. As officers approached the suspect to make an arrest, the alleged fugitive tried to elude officers, backing his car into a WPD squad car and then attempting to flee on foot. The suspect, 25-year-old Chevy Jones of Wichita, was captured at a nearby Walmart and taken into custody. Jones was arrested on charges of first-degree murder, aggravated battery, criminal possession of a firearm, and outstanding warrants. The arrest stems from a shooting this past Tuesday that fatally wounded 31-year-old Robert Jr. of Wichita. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Police are investigating a home accident in Bentley, northwest of Wichita.
A 2-year-old child was sent to the hospital in East Bentley on Sunday afternoon. Sedgwick County Dispatch confirmed the accident happened just before 3 p.m. in the area of 12,300 West 101st Street. Police Sergeant Matthew Lynch says that an adult was driving the vehicle involved in the home accident. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause of the accident. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:03, 3 minutes past 6 o'clock.
KNSS.
Good morning, Steve, 10 in the morning now, 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock here on a Monday morning.
And watch out for the traffic conditions this morning. Fog here in the Wichita area and freezing temperatures. Well, that equals freezing fog. You could see some slick spots out there on the roadway, especially the bridges and overpasses. Definitely going to have to do some scraping if you parked outside. Traffic conditions a little rough this morning here in Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will have some areas of dense fog across parts of south central and southeast Kansas, but behind a cold front that quickly clears out. It's going to be windy with temperatures hovering in the mid to upper 30s throughout most of the afternoon. Clear tonight, Harlow 21, and then sunny, not as cool and not as windy on Tuesday with a high 46. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 36 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock here on this Monday morning, December 9th, 2019, with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. A New Zealand volcanic island has erupted in a tower of ash and steam while dozens of tourists were exploring the moon-like surface, killing five people, leaving many more missing. Site was still too dangerous hours later for police and rescuers to search for the missing. Both New Zealand and overseas tourists were among the injured. Most of the 18 who survived were injured, and some had suffered severe burns. Already people are questioning why tourists were still able to visit the island after scientists recently noted an uptick in volcanic activity. That's in New Zealand, where a volcanic island has exploded this morning. Well, we had a cloudy day across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 51 degrees. Normal high for the date, 45. So still a little bit above normal yesterday for the temperature. On this date in 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court ordered a temporary halt in the Florida vote count on which Al Gore pinned his best hopes of winning the White House. As the days stretched on after that 2000 election, trying to figure out who would be the president, of course, I'm sure you're aware that George W. Bush was the final winner on that. A woman has been booked into jail after another bizarre drive-through incident. Police in Kennewick, Washington, say 56-year-old Anastasia Estzweiler went into a Taco Bell drive-through lane the wrong way, and her large RV ended up wedged against the corner of the eatery.
Aww.
And it appears it wasn't just the lure of Tex-Mex food that fueled her mistake. Police took her into custody.
Yeah.
On suspicion of driving under the influence.
Of course. I guess the only question there is influence of alcohol, drugs, or...
Yeah, something.
You know, what something, right? Exactly. But
you got to know how to behave in a drive-through window.
Yeah.
Right? By the way, just a quick note that does Taco Bell... We have more peaceful Taco Bells around here, I guess, but...
We always hope so.
Yeah. It was at Taco Bell at Seneca and Pawnee Friday and the noon hour.
Oh, yeah.
And for the Christmas cash, some lucky listeners, the drive-thru, $98 in cash from Taco Bell and KNSS. And so somebody was really happy there. And then we're going to have another one coming up Friday. I believe I'm going to be at Central and Edgemore on Friday for another Taco Bell Christmas cash. All you got to do is drive through, you know, we're going to pick somebody at random driving through the drive-thru there and give them $98. And I'll tell you what, people appreciate it this time of year. They really, really do.
Oh, yeah.
Carol Spinney, the man behind Sesame Street's Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch, has died. He was 85 years old. Carol did both of them. He died in his Connecticut home after living with dystonia. Dystonia is a movement disorder that causes one's muscles to contract uncontrollably. Ouch.
Yeah.
But that was painful. He worked on Sesame Street for 49 years. He retired just last year. He said Big Bird didn't resonate with audiences at first, then he turned him into Big Kid, and the rest is history. How he operated Big Bird was amazing. He would hold the 5-pound head in his right hand.
Wow.
While working the mouth and eyebrows. And with his left hand, he operated both of Big Bird's arms. He got both the birds. How do you do that? I don't know.
Wow.
He starred in more Sesame Street episodes than any other cast members. How about that? Carol Spinney, dead at the age of 85. Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. I always enjoyed Big Bird. I thought that character was really a fine one.
I got to imagine that Big Bird probably harder to operate than
oh,
Oscar,
gosh.
But wow.
Yeah. Of course, it was part of that Muppet family, I guess, they did some amazing things with the puppets and so forth. The Senate's top Democrat says congressional leaders have reached a real breakthrough deal to give 12 weeks of paid parental leave to millions of federal workers as part of the annual defense policy bill. Senator Charles Schumer says the agreement over the National Defense Authorization Act was reached last Friday night, and a vote is expected later this week. The establishment of President Donald Trump's proposed Space Force is also included in this bill. Trump administration officials have said Space Force is urgently needed to preserve U.S. dominance in space. A proposal from the Pentagon released earlier this year suggested the service would have about 15,000 personnel and begin in 2020. And apparently what it's going to look like is a force within a force, similar to the Marines are part of the U.S. Marines are part of the Navy. So the Space Force. Now, 12 weeks of paid parental leave when someone has a child or whatnot, that's pretty good. That's 1, 2, 3 months, right? And in that time, we hope people could get their stuff together so that they can go on with their lives after the new one has arrived.
Yeah.
But that's not law yet, okay? They could be running into some trouble in the Senate when it gets over there, so we'll see what happens next with that. All right, talked about Taco Bell Christmas cash, Pawnee and Seneca, and we did some shopping over the weekend. Yesterday, December 8th, is the day that my wife and I met 50 years ago on
wow.
December 8th in 1969. 50 years ago we met.
The meet-iversary?
Yeah. It was. What would that be? The Golded first date anniversary or something. Yeah.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but that was the first that we met there at the Taco Tico where she was working at Central and Broadway, where the Lord's Diner is now, basically. And I don't know. I walked in to get a burrito, and I wound up with the love of my life. I don't know. That was pretty good. So yesterday,
yeah,
in honor of our 50th, Shelly said, let's go have lunch. Where else? At a Taco Tico.
Taco Tico, sure.
And they're not as many as they used to be. I mean, there was a time when it was really kind of a growing chain, but right now they're...
And there's been times when it's been harder to find than it is now, yeah. But...
But I know there are a couple, and we there's one on the North Tyler Road we went to. We were out going around some places in Sunday morning, and hey, let's stop in here. And had a nice little lunch, and remembered what it was like to be kids, just meeting for the first time 50 years ago yesterday. How about that? Well, anyway, we had an interesting time. We told the young lady working there a story, and she just about went crazy. She was running around shouting, hey, everybody, look, these people, guess what? You know, they've known each other 50 years, and they still sit in the same booth. Yeah, really, well, you know,
kind of
50 years, you know, it can be a little challenge at times. What the heck? We'll be celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary coming up in June. All right. Hope.
Yeah, you always hope, sure.
We're still a couple. Everything goes right, you know.
Continue to knock on wood for that, sure.
At any rate, she's a delight. Yeah, St. Shelley. Coming up on 6:18, 6:17 now.
I suppose I could have come up with something better than the meat-iversary. I'll have to think about
that.
I
wonder what that would be. Your acquaintance then? No?
Well, I'll have to come up with something.
Yeah, it was the first date, I guess. After she got off work very late at night, I said, are you hungry? She says, yeah. I said, let's go get something to eat. So we went over and got some breakfast at the, what was the name of the Pancake House over on Kellogg. There you go. And we hit it off from there. Coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports. Dad Chambers on the sports desk this morning.
That's right.
And we had, pretty good news about the Chiefs yesterday. It was a weird straw. Strange game.
It was a long road to get there.
Wow.
Chiefs on the road in Foxborough to take on the Patriots. And to start with, it was literally almost over before it began.
Oh, yeah.
According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, some of the Chiefs' gear for the game against the Patriots was not taken off of the team's plane. And they sent that on to Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
So it had to be rushed back to Gillette Stadium, and it arrived less than 2 hours before kickoff. There were footballs, helmets, and shoulder pads for 35 players. If they did not arrive on time, Kansas City would have had to have forfeited that game.
Really?
Well, they wouldn't have had enough equipment for enough players to get the game going officially, and that is the Chiefs' responsibility. So they would have had to have forfeited that game. But the gear arrived in time, and the near miss didn't hurt the Chiefs. It didn't start out well, mind you. Brady and the Patriots drove down the field and got an early touchdown, and then... About three plays later, they picked off Patrick Mahomes, got the ball right back. But the Chiefs fought back. They had a 10-7 lead before the end of the first quarter, and they did not really look back. The Chiefs not above some trickery. You heard it yesterday on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis with the call.
Chiefs are 3 of 5 on third down. They have third down and goal to go at the 4. Kelsey's under center. Kelsey with the football. He's going to run it into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. The high school quarterback from Cleveland who played quarterback at the University of Cincinnati for a while takes it on a wildcat shotgun snap and into the end zone. And the Chiefs get their second consecutive touchdown on a Kelsey direct snap run.
So the Chiefs wind up winning that game 23-16, kind of came right down to the wire.
That was a great trick play. My question is,
yeah,
Kelsey's a tight end, mm-hmm. and he goes into there. Does he have to tell the referee, I'm going to line up in the backfield? Does he have to tell somebody or not?
Well, your tight ends can line up on the line or back.
Apparently
and as long as the rest of the line is lined up properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Formation's good.
It was a neat play.
Yeah, it worked out. Kind of a wildcat play and direct snap to Kelsey at... And he faked a handoff and then just kind of waltzed it in. It worked out pretty well for the Chiefs.
Pretty good.
Chiefs won it 23-16, and that's not all they won. They won the AFC West because Oakland lost yesterday, and so they clinched the AFC Championship game. So they're definitely going to the playoffs. It works out pretty well for the Chiefs. Next up for the Chiefs, a return home match and a matchup with the Broncos on Sunday. It was a big test for the Shocker men on the road in Stillwater facing Oklahoma State yesterday. And you heard it on 103.7 KEYN. Mike Kennedy with the call.
Tyson, right corner. Three by Trey Wade is good. Trey Wade, dead in the right corner, knocks down his first tray of the game. 8 points for him, and the Shocker lead is 19.
There was kind of a worrying stretch there where the Shockers in the first half didn't score for about 6 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But they fought back. They defeated OSU 80-61. Here's Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall.
Of course, we shot it well, but we also came up with loose balls, and we turned them over, and we banged the boards. We were the more aggressive team. We were relentless in pursuit of loose balls, rebounding. We communicated beautifully on that end in front of their bench.
And they looked good.
Yeah, they did.
Against a Big 12 team like that.
They
only had one loss, right? I think Oklahoma State only had one.
Yeah, I think so.
So this is number two. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right. Next up for the Shockers, a neutral but not hostile site matchup with OU at Entrust Bank Arena. That's on Saturday. So
OU, so we get the other Oklahoma?
Yep, and that's on Saturday, and it's at Entrust Bank. Neutral site, but that's...
Not that neutral.
Not that neutral. The Butler Grizzlies capping their 2019 football season with an appearance yesterday at the Midwest Classic Bowl in Miami, Oklahoma. Number 7 Butler facing number 13 Trinity Valley Cardinals out of Athens, Texas. And you heard that one over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Dennis Higgins with the call.
And the punter is Godina, the place kicker. He's at the back of the end zone to receive this snap. Here's the snap. It's a low snap, and the kick is blocked. It's in the end zone, and I think the Grizzlies fell on it. A touchdown. The punt was blocked. A low snap, and the Grizzlies fell on it for a touchdown.
Butler wins the Midwest Classic Bowl 33-23.
How about that?
They finished their season with a 10-3 record.
Good.
A decent weekend for the Wichita Thunder. They did lose on Friday, but Saturday night at Entrust Bank Arena, a 4-2 win over Tulsa, and that snapped a 5-game losing streak, and they won again on Sunday 4-1 over Kansas City. The Thunder hit the road for the next four, starting on Tuesday night in Allen, Texas. And some previews real quick on the air over on 98.7 and 1330 KFH tonight. The WSU Coaches Show, 6 o'clock. The men's head coach, Greg Marshall. That's followed at 7 by the women's head coach, Keitha Adams. Shocker ladies coming off of a 63-52 win over Eastern Michigan on Saturday. And then on KFH, Monday Night Football, the New York Giants on the road versus the Philadelphia Eagles. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
All right, 6:23 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentary. Plus, we've got traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.